Martin Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM. On the line we have Steve Meckenbecker from CanStar. Warm welcome to you this morning.
Good morning, Shane. Great.
Well, the RBA is keeping their interest rates at 0.25%. The coronavirus thing has not gone away, putting further pressure on the RBA to do things. But what does it really mean for the average punter out there at 0.25% at the moment?
Yeah, well, first up, I guess 0.25% is no surprise whatsoever. Frankly, it's a long time before rates are going to go up. The RBA says we have to be approaching on the path to full employment. We haven't even hit the bottom yet. So it's a long time before rates are actually going to find their way back up. And the RBA has basically said, look, 0.25 is the floor. We're not reducing that any further. We're going to attack the whole issue of stimulus in a different way. Now, what it means, the average punter, well, it means super low interest rates. But super low is good and it's bad. It's great for home buyers. They're on the record low interest rates. Who ever thought that we'd see rates going below 2%? But it's not great news for savers and self-funded retirees. You know, it's always a double-edged sword when it comes to interest rates. Low means it stimulates the economy, but it also means there's a group of people out there who are going to do it tough because they're living off savings.
One of the things that's also come out in the over the last month is inflation rate has gone down a bit. So how's that going to impact on the forward thinking of the RBA?
Yeah, well, this is another one that says the RBA will not put rates up for a long time. The RBA's target range is 2 to 3%. They were struggling to get that pre-GFC, and now it's at 0.3% negative. Now, who's ever thought we'd see something like that? And there's a little bit of an illusion there because the oil price has come down and there's been free childcare. So those two things have really resulted in a little bit of an artificial, you know, negative inflation rate, and I expect that to go back to the positive. But it's going to be a long way below the RBA target rate. Now, that's good in some senses because people's cost of living isn't going up, but it's bad because it says about the economy that it's just not recovering very fast. There's not a lot of competition for employees or for other goods, other services in the economy that would bid the price up. So it's a bad sign for the economy when the inflation rate gets too low. In terms of cost of living pressures, well, it's a little bit of respite in a time where people need a bit of respite.
Well, very quickly here, businesses are still struggling very much so, and that's evident by the sheer number of businesses going bust and the sheer number of businesses are putting things on hold. And, of course, with the coronavirus now taking hold in Melbourne, one of the larger economies of the Australian economy itself, they're under further pressure because of all the big lockdowns going down there. Businesses in the future are going to have to start operating again, and we're going to have to start stemming the tide of the coronavirus pandemic itself. I can't see either happening for at least the next 6 months. Months at the rate we're going.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Australia has followed a path of suppression of coronavirus. Now, that means that we're not trying to fully eradicate it, but that we're trying to say, well, look, we will control outbreaks. We will get outbreaks and we will control them. Mm. And that's what the tracking is all about. When we get people running around falsifying entry documents into different states and travelling around the countryside when they shouldn't be, well, that's not going to help. That's going to put us way back. But when we're on suppression, we'll expect some breakouts. And so we've got to expect that. But we're still a long way from getting this under control. We thought we were right, and then we got that breakout in Victoria, and now we're sort of back to the uncertainty that we had 3 months ago. So until we can get sort of back to sort of June, early June's kind of numbers, we won't get that fully opening up of borders, we won't get that full opening up of business, and we won't get economic recovery.
And having said that, it means the longer we put through this sort of stage is the longer before, obviously, we start moving towards getting that recovery. So the government is left with the ball in their pocket. They've got to do more to stimulate the economy. They've got to do more to support the people who can't even work.
Yeah, they do. Now, we look at the amount of money that the governments are spending, and you say, whoa, that's a lot of money. And it is a lot of money. I've never seen, and you've never seen, I don't think anyone has, such stimulus being pumped into the economy. And it will affect government budgets for the rest of my lifetime, I'd say.
Yes.
And so yes, the government is already spending a lot. They will have to continue spending a lot. It was very welcome when they extended JobKeeper, because JobKeeper was a bit of a lifesaver for a lot of not only individuals but also businesses. And I think government's going to have to find all sorts of other stimuli to actually get the economy going. And it doesn't mean just those support measures, that they're important, but it's things that will stimulate demand in the economy. So sort of spending on infrastructure projects and the like. And I know it's an old chestnut that's kicked around all the time every time we look like a slowdown, but that's the sort of thing that we'll have to do to have sustained recovery.
Well, as you said earlier in this piece, it looks like we're going to keep the interest rates at 0.25 for quite some time. We'll continue watching this space as we go. Thank you for being part of it today.
Pleasure, Shane.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5.